Welcome to Russell Investments Market Week in Review for the week ending May 17th, 2024. I'm Zoe Wargans, and I'll be your host today. I am joined by the Director of Investment Strategy, Shay Kshatriya. Hi, Shay. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Zoe?
I am hanging in there. Got some nice weather in Seattle for once, so I'll take advantage of it.
Great.
All right. Let's kick things off with one of the top hits here at Market Week in Review, some key data releases out of the U.S., particularly inflation. What can you tell us, Shay?
Yeah, for sure. And the inflation print was an interesting one because there was a lot of buildup coming up to this April inflation report. And it's understandable because if you recall, the first 3 months of this year, we had inflation that could be characterized as a little bit stickier, a little bit hotter than expected. So there was a bit of anxiety that was setting in with regards to this inflation report. And thankfully, that was not the case. We did see inflation move one step in the right direction. So if we look at some of the numbers themselves and just focus in on core inflation actually ticked down slightly on a month-over-month basis to 0.3% from 0.4%. And that brought down the annual rate to 3.6% from 3.8%. And what's also important to note is that some of the key services categories, such as shelter and transportation, which we know have been a little bit stickier over the last several months, that also stepped down in April. So all in all, it was a nice shift versus what we've seen in the first 3 months of the year, a step in the right direction, if you will, in April, in terms of inflation, the broader disinflation trend. But we know that obviously 1 month doesn't make a trend. And for the Fed, they'll be data dependent and be looking for additional reports to kind of confirm what we've seen in April. And I guess the other important data point to highlight was retail sales for April as well. And that was a bit disappointing. So, you know, with retail sales, the one to really hone in on is how the control group did. So that's kind of like the core retail sales and really feeds into the GDP data. And the control group measure actually fell 0.3% on a month-over-month basis. And that was relative to expectations for a small gain. So, you know, there was a bit of a miss there on the consumption side of things for April, but that's not entirely surprising because we do know that spending trends will slow over the coming months. And part of that is because of what we've seen in terms of excess savings. As we recall, you know, there was a lot of excess savings that had been built up after the pandemic. And a lot of that have been pretty much exhausted. So we do know consumption trends will likely be slowing down going forward. And we can kind of see that translated into what happened with Walmart earnings this week, where they reported better than expected earnings. So we do see, you know, consumers leaning more towards value, and obviously folks go to Walmart for value, and they benefited from that shift or that transition to more of a value-oriented consumption. But broadly speaking, in terms of the outlook for consumption, I think what will be key was, of course, jobs. And the job environment has been pretty decent so far.
Absolutely. So how are the markets interpreting all of this data? I'm hearing we're going a little bit positive in the direction of inflation. Maybe we'll see what seems to be the consensus.
Yeah, so this is where things get a little bit interesting if we think about what's happened with the equity market. So we've got equities, you know, the Dow around 40,000. We've seen equities hitting near all-time highs. And Bei-Chen Lin, our friend and colleague, he actually just notified me before we went live that our sentiment indicators actually went or tilted because of the strong rally that we've seen in the equity markets. They've tilted closer to that overbought direction. So not necessarily euphoric, but leaning in that direction, clearly if the equity markets continue to rally. So clearly the markets have taken liking to what we've seen in terms of inflation this week. But perhaps also notable is what's happened with bond yields. We've seen treasury yields actually fall by about 30 to 35 basis points over the last 2 to 3 weeks. So that's quite remarkable, you know, in terms of the fall that we've seen in a pretty short amount of time. And that's actually translated into Fed expectations, where at the start of the year, if you recall, we had the markets expecting 7 rate cuts. That went all the way down to just 1 rate cut because of that stickiness of inflation over the first 3 months of the year. But after this week's data, that's generally been on the softer side. We've seen markets getting back to about 2 rate cuts for the Fed, with the first one starting in September. And that roughly is in line with our thinking.
Great. So the Fed is obviously taking all of this data in as it comes, same as the market. What about in Europe? Is there any improvement going on there?
Yeah, clearly there has been, Zoe, and you know, we can qualify it as some encouraging green shoots, if you will, for the European economy. I guess we could start with growth itself. So growth, we got revised growth numbers for the first quarter, and they were as expected, but growth over the first quarter on a quarter-over-quarter basis was up 0.3%, which is positive and which is encouraging because, as we know, over the second half of last year, the euro area economy actually contracted, a mild contraction over the second half. So it's nice to see, 2024 start on the right footing with a positive GDP print. But it's not only that. When we look at some of the forward-looking indicators, we've seen industrial production data improve, but we're also starting to see improvement in business surveys. And this week we got the Euro area ZEW economic sentiment index, so the ZEW index for economic sentiment. And that actually also ticked up for the month of May and is now at the highest level that we've seen since February of 2022. But perhaps most encouraging from a market perspective is what's happened on the inflation front, or maybe I should say the disinflation front. We have seen a nice disinflation trend taking place in the broader European economy, and that's obviously translated into market expectations for the ECB as well, with perhaps the first rate cut for the ECB starting as soon as June in next month. So clearly that's encouraging from a sentiment perspective, not only for the European economy, but we've actually seen that translated into equity market performance as well. I've seen European equities be one of the top performers over the more recent time horizon, notably quarter to date. It's European equities are actually outperforming the U.S. So it's been a nice shift, if you will, over the last couple of months where we've seen European growth as well as sentiment and equity markets performing a little bit better.
Shay, thank you so much. As always, your insights are invaluable to us. There's so much information out there, and without your expertise, I just don't know where we would be. Thank you all for joining us for Market Week in Review. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.